As sectarian battles rage in Syria and Lebanon, a new offensive seems to be opening in Iraq between Sunni and Shiite militants. Fighting under the banner of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, Sunni militants have captured territory and are flexing their muscle in majority Shiite Iraq. Joining us now, Tim Arango, Baghdad Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. Welcome.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Tim, can you give us a sense of the scale of the violence over the past several weeks?
Yeah, I mean, Iraq has been on a steady decline over the last 2 years since the American troops left, but things have gotten steadily worse, especially as Syria has heated up. And over the last week, actually, it's been pretty dramatic in Anbar province, with militants actually seizing control of large amounts of territory within those two important cities.
Now, to an Iraqi civilian, an average Iraqi, if there is such a thing, what would you say is the message delivered by these victories or apparent military territorial victories by Sunni militants?
Well, it probably depends on if you're Sunni or Shia. The country is still so fractured along those lines. But still, I think the ordinary Sunni just wants to live in peace and does not want to live under these militants. But the problem is the Shiite government's strategy to deal with the violence is only focused on security, which often alienates ordinary Sunnis and increases the amount of sympathy among the Sunni community for the militants.
So there's a certain amount of sympathy and a general sense of hopelessness that the best you can do is simply stay out of the way, which really invites more violence, I suspect.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, for instance, the government strategy on all this for a long time has been to simply launch these massive security operations in Sunni communities. And what they do is they end up arresting large numbers of people, militants and many ordinary civilians alike. And so what they do is often alienate the broader Sunni community, which they depend on for information and intelligence. And they're just not getting that because no one's inclined to cooperate with the Shiite government in the Sunni communities.
You know, since the so-called Arab Spring, some folks, perhaps irresponsibly, have suggested that beneath the movement of unrest and so-called democratic empowerment in the Arab world is this momentum to actually have an all-out battle between Sunni and Shiite. Does that seem like a less irresponsible claim today?
I don't think that was the intent of, you know, democratic-minded people who started these uprisings around the Arab world. But what I think's happened is, you know, the radicals, the extremists, have seized on the turmoil, and it's perfect fertile ground for them to make gains.
The Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, is there any sort of credibility to that whatsoever in the sense of drawing a line of violence straight through from Lebanon all the way through to Iraq?
I think that worry is real. I think if you look at the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, it was sort of fostered by Iraq. I mean, when the first extremist Sunni group started fighting in Syria, they were basically fostered by what had been left of al-Qaeda in Iraq. And now it's almost like a revolving door between the two countries.
And there's no U.S. role at this point, no security infrastructure that could have any meaningful impact here at this point.
Well, the Americans have never stopped giving Iraq security support. Even after the troops left 2 years ago, there's a really large-scale weapons sales program to the Iraqis that moves slower than the Iraqis would like. And just recently, in recent months, Maliki went to Washington and asked for more practical weapons because the Americans had been selling them things like F-16s, which aren't going to be operational for a long time and probably don't help much for street fighting in Fallujah. So just recently, the Americans just rushed, 75 Hellfire missiles to the Iraqis and also surveillance drones to help them. And apparently CIA is on the ground helping them with targeting, because what we see now is a lot of militant camps in the deserts of Anbar and in places in Diyala province.
Reporting on the surge of violence in Iraq, Tim Arango is Baghdad Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.